attention shoppers. Today's 69 cent special is a two-pack.
TJ Cole and Kevin Smith.
Welcome to 69 cent special, everybody. I'm Kevin Smith.
I'm TJ Cole.
And we've had a lot of Jesus and kids movies lately.
We had a lot of kids-based, Jesus-based movies and shows.
Based.
So we're switching it up a bit, as we normally do. And we're watching Crossbones.
Does that sentence make sense?
No.
We switch it up, as we normally do?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we're watching Crossbones. This is a movie.
How long is it?
88 minutes.
Okay, not terrible.
Not terribly long. One of our greatest ways of telling how good a movie is going to be is how long it is.
Exactly.
If it's 30 minutes, it's perfect.
It's probably the next Citizen Kane.
Ironically, Citizen Kane is like 4 million years long.
isn't the trend nowadays like 2 hour movies are the minimum? Something stupid.
Yeah, it's dumb.
I hate it.
It's real dumb.
I got places to be.
Hour and a half. That was your expected movie.
Love it. Good length.
Get
in, get out, have fun.
Ironically, 88 minutes. That's right about perfect.
That's right about perf. And that's probably 5 minutes of credits.
Do you know how long a movie actually has to be according to the Academy, the Oscars Academy, in order to be a feature-length film?
No, I don't know.
It's like 45 minutes.
Oh, shit, dude.
Yeah.
Let's get that trending. 45-minute movies. Come
dude,
on.
Dude, I love out, it.
Pay for your $300 popcorn,
what,
scarf
what you
it
do
down,
is,
have diarrhea.
You include three movies.
Yeah. Fucking A. A threefer.
Yeah.
Three for madness.
Dude, do you want to make three 45-minute movies jammed together and call it Three for Madness?
Oh, hell yeah. All of the movies are based on the idea that three is a magic number.
Three is a magic number.
And all of them are French and have a threesome.
The first one is called The Three Fucksketeers.
Yep. Are we just making porn at this point?
Do you want to just make a bunch of pornos?
Yeah, we'll call it a Three for Madness.
And then we'll sell it on DVD and go bankrupt.
Hell yeah.
Nobody
dude.
Pays for pornography anymore.
Nope. Just stream it on Logan Paul's YouTube channel.
You heard it here first, kids. No, you go to Lively, the Musical.ly live streaming app.
Is that a thing?
Yes, it is.
Fuck.
What you get is a bunch of like 20-year-olds that do like...
Are you saying they should lip sync our porno?
Well, basically what they end up doing is they'll beg nonstop for likes.
Ugh.
And for like donations, basically. And sometimes they'll show off their abs.
This is
awful.
If you needed more proof that Musical.ly is for pedophiles and Lively, I guess. I didn't
even
know that was a thing.
Most of their audience is like 12-year-old girls.
Ugh.
And it's mostly 20-year-old men
doing
this.
Not better.
Is it not? It's not.
No.
It's not better. But it's not. No, I think it's a little bit better than pedophiles.
It still skeeves me out.
Because a lot of these people have no interest in their fans, right? They're exploiting them for money. And exploiting them for money is bad.
It is better than pedophilia.
Yeah.
It's true.
But low bar.
Yeah. The dehumanization of your audience purely for their money is better than pedophilia. It's true. It's true.
Let's talk about Crossbones.
All right, sweet. Give me those bones to cross.
I have bad news about this.
Oh, no.
It's the full screen version.
Fuck! Oh, well.
We goofed.
I don't know. I mean, that was the only version I saw.
Oh, yeah. We didn't go out of our way to buy this movie.
Nope, just found it.
We found it at Goodwill.
At Goodwill.
Tis
a DVD.
It's a divd. Oh, let's check it. We might have to change course.
Oh, man. I wish it was...
It's fucking pristine.
What if you opened it and it was like a copy of fucking
Night
Sleepless
Trap.
In Seattle?
We'd watch Sleepless in Seattle.
That's a good movie.
Because you can't make the shit up.
You can't deny Tom Hanks.
You cannot...
There's blood on his knife.
You can't deny Tom Hanks is a great tagline.
Or a great post-rock band.
That's a good shirt.
Ah, you can't deny Tom Hanks.
And then on the back, it's just...
the little 69 cent special logo.
But like him with a knife.
Oh, God. There's blood on my knife. I'd buy it.
Crossbones stars Joseph Marino, Mayra Soto, Hardy Hill, and is a Daniel Zirilli film.
Okay.
It's an incredible treasure and a terrifying curse. Now this
just like my penis.
This front makes it look like it's like Pirates of the Caribbean.
That definitely looks like a Pirates of the Caribbean.
This is just straight up pirate. That skull is just the Pirates of the Caribbean logo.
Yep. Yep.
Let's read the back. The treasure seeks all, or claims all who seek it. Not seeks all who claim it. That would be weird.
The treasure just flies around.
A reality show based treasure hunt.
Oh, boy.
That promises riches for the lucky finder becomes a terrifying trap when the contestants suddenly unleash an ancient and deadly curse. And
fucking twist already. Holy shit.
And must race to get off the island alive. The curse of Red Blood, a deadly pirate, rules the island, and the only way to break his chains is through bloodshed, and Red Blood is determined to pay the price.
Fucking, they couldn't have gone with like yellow piss or like brown shit the pirate.
Dude, brown shit
what
the pirate.
What about Blue Pepsi the pirate?
I'm directly descended from Blue Pepsi the pirate.
Dude, I miss Pepsi Blue. I unironically love that stuff.
The new Dr. Pepper tastes like if you ruined Pepsi Blue.
Oh, man. That'd probably hurt more. Is it a different flavor? I didn't know there was a special... I don't like, it's like follow a, culture.
It's like a bear... Well, one of my roommates bought some.
Okay.
And he was like, you know, you can have one. And I'm like, okay. And then I tried it, and it was awful.
So you're telling me it's not...
Basically, they put berry flavor into Dr. Pepper.
Oh, no. There's already too many flavors in there. That's the too many cooks scenarios of Sody Pops.
Exactly. And just like too many cooks, a...
There's a lot of blood.
A cat pirate, or cat puppet,
yeah,
shot a laser and killed me.
Oh. So you're saying it's not Warcraft Mountain Dew Game Fuel?
No. It's not as good.
That was popping, dude.
Well, yeah, because you could have a night elf.
You could have a night elf, or you could have a orc, and the orc flavor was better.
Well, because that was just Code Red, wasn't it?
It was like proto Code Red.
Did Code Red not exist yet?
I don't believe so.
Oh my god,
I could be wrong.
Are we old enough?
I'll need to do so. Is there more for you to read? I'll look up.
Matthew, no, there's Code nothing Red. More on the back of this. Oh, it's rated R.
Oh, sweet, dude.
For language, violence, and brief drug use.
Damn it! No toddies.
No toddies.
Mountain Dew.
I do have special features, actually.
Oh, yeah. What you got?
Filmmaker's commentary.
Okay.
5.1 Dolby Digital.
Cool.
Photo gallery.
Sweet.
2.0 Dolby Digital.
All right.
Optional English and Spanish subtitles.
Okay.
Full screen presentation.
Yeah.
Trailer gallery.
Yeah.
And are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Rated R, the making of Crossbones.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
The pictures on the back just look like... is just two shots of pirates.
Dew Code Red was from 2001. Sorry. Baja Blast was 04. Game Fuel. Oh no, you're right. Code Red was out. No, it was it was a different flavor. It was citrus cherry.
Oh,
because Code Red gives me the shits, dude. Like that's the like.
What I literally cannot place the taste in my brain.
On your mind's tongue.
Like I can't remember it.
I haven't had it in a
very
long
time. Is it just cherry?
The Game Fuel one was a little more citrusy.
Well, I mean Code Red.
But yeah, it's basically.
I never had either Game Fuel.
If you know the taste of Mountain Dew,
right?
Now change, because the main flavor in Mountain Dew is orange.
Okay.
Switch that to cherry.
Awful.
It's pretty dope.
Truly horrendous.
But it gives me wicked diarrhea.
Does it?
Yeah. It's the only Mountain Dew that does. I haven't had Mountain Dew in like a year, though.
Neither have I. I actually haven't had Mountain Dew in like 2 years.
Baja Blast is by far the best.
I lied. Year.
What's that?
Because I remembered Baja Blast.
Dude, Baja Blast is fucking
the only
bomb.
Good flavor for me.
So good. I was so happy when they released that in stores instead of having to go down to the Taco Bell and shame myself in order
that's
to get
a
me
fucking
a,
lie.
In order to get me a bucket of Baja Blast.
You've never once
I've never
been
felt
shamed.
Shame. I've never felt shame you getting one of those delicious Crunchwraps.
You will suggest it.
I will go out of my way to get a Crunchwrap when
time,
I'm craving that wrap, bro.
One time we literally left to go somewhere and you drove a different way to suggest Taco Bell.
Hell yeah, dude.
For lunch.
Gotta give me that blast. And give me the blast. Don't give me a blast. Just give me a blast.
This is going to be a fun episode to listen to.
You're welcome.
There's a couple weird names.
So is the title of this DVD Crossbones because they've drunk in so much Mountain Dew that their bones got soft?
I hope so.
Okay.
What do you expect from Crossbones?
Well, now that I know...
It's a reality show.
It's a goddamn reality show.
Yeah, it takes place in the modern day of 2005.
Fucking garbage pirate references.
Mm-hmm.
People trying way too hard to be Jack Sparrow.
There's going to be at least one.
At least one person trying way too hard
on.
To be Jack Sparrow. Oh.
Hold on.
Okay. Do you remember Mountain Dew Whiteout?
I do remember that.
That was a weird flavor. There's Mountain Dew Electric Apple?
Huh. Caribbean 2003. Okay. So this was... This came out in between the first and second Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Okay, that makes sense.
The thing about that is, I don't think Pirates Fever really caught on.
Till the third movie?
The second one.
After the second one?
I think.
I never followed it, so I don't know.
I don't have my pirate expert friend.
God, there are so many Mountain Dews.
There. How many Mountain Dews do you think are going to be in this?
Zero.
Do you want to know who published this movie?
Yes, please.
Lionsgate.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
In their 2005-iest.
Wow.
There
were some other Lionsgate movies we watched. I just don't remember which ones.
The other movie, the only other company on here is Pop Art Film Factory.
Oh, fuck.
Or potentially Fixed Point Films.
Hold on. Pop Art Film Factory, you said?
Yeah. Pop Art.
From Santa Monica, California?
I do not have... Yes, Santa Monica, California.
I don't think they have a website.
Well, they're probably dead. Try Fixed Point Films.
Fixed Point Films.
Yeah, look that up. We also, do our research.
Also, if you hear a weird noise in the background, that's Cat doing sewing. Fixed Point Films.
They probably can't hear it, and now you're going to have to cut that.
I know. No, I'm just getting MapQuest and IMDb listing films.
What else did they do?
They don't list the Crossbones. Hold on.
Hmm.
Let's pull up the IMDb. Crossbones.
Whoa, look at the bones.
Look at the bones.
I just expect this to
there
be
there was
like...
a 2014 TV series called Crossbones.
Oh.
All right, Crossbones. Director, Daniel
Zerid.
Writers, D. Glaze Lomond and Daniel Zerid.
Hey, could you look at the actors real quick?
Yep.
Is there a person just named Jay Shin?
Yep. He plays Greedy G.
Is there also Kinsu?
Yes, he plays a voodoo priest.
How about Captain Tony Terracino?
See full cast. Tony Terracino?
Yeah, he's a captain in this.
He plays an old pirate.
Okay.
Yeah,
Jay Shin and Kinsu are in this movie. I don't know who
I don't know
who
the
them
fuck
are.
They are. They don't have pictures.
Oh, I expect nobody in this has a picture.
This was filmed in Florida.
Shock and awe.
Pop Art Film Factory. What else have they done?
Yeah, what else have they done?
Crossing Point.
A lot of stuff with
Cross. Hold on. Crossbones. Oh. What is the rating? 3.4. Baby.
Hell yeah, we're in our zone.
Oh, perfect.
Don't
so,
let us get in our
let's
zone.
Let's get back to this. Let's see. Don't let me get in my zone. Nothing good. The Telltale Heart, 3.5.
Okay.
Black Beauty, 3.8. The Champagne Gang, 3.7.
All right.
Time Rush, 3.2.
Okay.
Alcatraz Prison Escape Deathbed Confession, 5.7.
That's
I know.
Their best one?
Sorry. Alcatraz Prison Escape : Deathbed Confession. Haphazard, no rating.
Oh.
Fast Girl, 4.6. It's So Easy and Other Lies, 5.9, but only has a 35 Metascore. Breakout, 7.4.
Oh.
The Sweep, 1.5.
Whoa.
Aces, 2.6.
Do we have a new favorite film company?
This is incredible. The Crib, 3.6. That's not for us. 15 to Life.
Babies.
That's true. 15 to Life, 2.9. Curse of Alcatraz, 2.8. Latin Kings with a Z, 3.8.
That one's not.
Oh, us. The Legend of Diablo, 1.6.
Stay a while and listen.
Need that one. Got to get that one in my life. Yeah, just a lot of garbage.
You already talking about expectations?
Scarface Greatest Hits on DVD, 8.3.
Oh.
Border Wars with a Z, 2.6.
You have
a lot of trash.
So this movie's going to be bad.
I am mainly excited because this was on Red Letter Media's list of DVDs they own.
Yeah.
And I was like, hell yeah, dude.
We have a connection to these people.
We got a connection.
We have a few connections,
so,
actually.
So, what was I expecting? I was expecting, like I said, bad Jack Sparrow.
Mm-hmm.
Bad pirate references. Really, really forced comedy.
There's going to be at least one joke where someone goes for a girl's butt.
Mm.
And says, yar, give me that booty.
Mm, yep, there's going to be, yep.
At least one.
Or
they could turn it around and have a girl go for a guy's butt.
Ooh.
And say, yar, switcheroo. Give me that booty. The switch boot. Don't reward that.
Oh, so they unleash an ancient and deadly curse.
Yeah.
So what do you think? The curse of red blood.
Yeah.
Is that an excuse just to put fake blood on people as effects?
I mean, you don't really need that excuse if you're killing people.
But I mean, I phrased that wrong. As a means to avoid making special effects, they can just use fake blood.
Well, okay. So the thing about fake blood,
mm-hmm,
is that if you're in a wet setting already,
mm-hmm,
it looks better.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Because you can just like get water on them. And then like it looks like blood that has been on you and then washed off a bit.
That's true.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Okay.
Like, if you're already moist.
Moist.
I regret.
Mayra Soto!
Oh, good lord. Yeah, I don't expect good things from this movie.
No.
As
soon as you said a reality show-based treasure hunt, my brain exploded.
Can we talk about the grammar of that?
Please.
A reality show-based treasure hunt.
Yep.
That's
because
not
reality show-based is the one adjective.
Sure.
There should be a hyphen between reality and show.
Right.
Reality show based.
Right.
As, like, hyphenated.
Or.
Mm-hmm. No hyphen.
Right.
Yeah. Either it's all or nothing, baby.
Or, like, a treasure hunt based reality on show?
Yeah.
There's a lot of ways.
Contextually, you can do it either way, yeah. There's a lot of way to do it that's not as clumsy.
It's just bad.
It's just bad. I don't know what you would expect from people who make a movie called Crossbones about a reality show, about a treasure hunt, about bad.
That's such a fucking cop-out. It's like they could only afford like two pirate costumes.
And the people who got kicked off Survivor.
Right. But like, ordinarily, if you're making a pirate movie, you can just make a pirate movie.
Yeah, you can buy some pirate costumes from Spirit.
But they can only afford two.
Oh, wow. Two of those $15 pirate costumes from Spirit.
So they had to be like, well, how can we have all these modern people in this movie?
So you're saying they're using the reality show premise as a cop-out?
Yes.
Cool. You want to watch this cop-out?
Let's watch cop-out.
Let's watch Cop Dog. Can we watch Cop Dog instead?
No.
Damn it, we gotta watch Crossbones.
We just watched a dog movie. I never thought I'd be pining for the Donut Man.
Oh, I can see why Red Letter Media has it now. Wow. So at about the like 1/5 mark,
yeah,
of the movie,
yeah,
I was getting a tingly sensation in my bad movie gland.
Yeah, which is directly like underneath the pituitary.
Yeah. It's like right in the center of your cerebral cortex. Right next to it is the bad movie gland. And it gets real stimulated by movies like Fateful Findings and The Room. You know, your classics.
You've experienced that like sensation where you're watching a really shitty movie and you're like, you get that sort of perverse thrill in
like,
it.
Like, oh, this is odd. Like Flying Ryan.
It's sort of like the taboo.
Kind of, yeah.
Sort of response, except like fun.
Yeah, or like the exploratory response where it's like, I've just found something.
Right, exactly. Like you're uncovering a tomb.
Mm-hmm. Like Future Sport.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that. Or
Free Jack.
Free Jack, Flying Ryan.
Yeah, yeah. Those were all great.
And this is not.
No, your gland was wrong.
I need to recalibrate my gland.
This movie was my Max Magician. I was angry the entire time. I've never been more angry at a film that we've watched for this show.
I was optimistic and quickly let down, but I still had fun.
No, it was fun.
It was fucking terrible. So, we start the movie with bad narration.
Of Red Blood, the Pirate's High Seas Adventure.
And by High Seas Adventure, we mean they went to the Florida Keys with a boat, a sailboat, that they rented.
That is not a pirate ship.
That is not moving and pretending like they're sailing it.
Or it is moving, but very slowly.
Very slowly in a circle.
Yeah.
And Red Blood is just killing his crew because he's crazy.
No, they're mutiny. They're mutinying.
Sure.
And it was because we were not at all paying attention.
Not in the beginning. I was waiting for the reality show shit to hit.
Well, we thought that this would be like a 45 second, like,
this was like a 10 goddamn minute interlude.
It wasn't 10 minutes. I think it was more like 3 or 4.
It felt like half an hour.
It did. It felt like a long time.
But
basically, it, like, his crew mutinies, he kills them, and then he ends up stumbling across racism?
Well, his boat goes adrift because he realizes after killing his entire crew,
he needed a crew
to sail a big ship.
Yeah.
Like, lands on an island. Oh, no, he gets arrested. Escapes.
That's right. So he gets arrested.
Yeah, his boat's adrift and he gets arrested. He, while he's in the jail island.
On Fort Tortuga.
On Fort Tortuga, all the guardsmen catch the yellow fever. And then he escapes.
He escapes, kills old pirate.
Kills old pirate.
Steals
his treasure. Buries his treasure on Fort Tortuga.
Right.
And leaves.
Right.
Finds himself on another island, the island where this reality show will eventually take place, where he is killed by some natives.
Yeah.
It's racism.
It's pretty racist.
And
the only toddies we see in the movie are in this scene.
It's true. Because they're like sacrificing a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put a blood curse on
him.
Red Blood as he's dying. Yeah, and then he dies and they bury him.
Yeah. The blood curse being until he kills enough people as a ghost.
They just said a curse on you or something. I don't remember what
the peace of death will not be upon you until the curse is lifted or whatever.
Yeah,
it's some bullshit.
Some stupid.
Once fresh blood is spilled, he'll come back. And
yada, yada, yada. That part's important.
Etc.
Flash forward to the modern day of the late 90s, early
2000s. 2005.
And we meet British.
British douchebag whose name is Martin.
Yeah, Martin, the reality show producer. And his, quote, girlfriend, Audra.
Uh-huh. This is one of the few movies where I think we'll remember almost all of the names.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I can't even think of funny names for them.
No.
Model and British douchebag.
We might as well just call them by their real names.
Audra and British douchebag.
Yes.
And they're driving and talking about...
In a Hummer H2.
Hummer H2. Great start.
But they made a fatal error while recording this. And thought, oh, we can get a two shot of...
We can get two people getting...
In the same
remotely
shot
remotely next
H2.
To each other in the front of a Hummer H2. If you've ever sat in a Hummer H2, it's seriously like sitting on two lazy boys in separate rooms.
Yeah.
They're
huge.
It's ludicrous. There's an entire fucking shelving unit between you and the
passenger.
Right
about how we are on this couch.
Yeah.
is about how far away
you need binoculars to see the person next to you.
Yeah.
They're driving along and they get to, because they're driving to their ship, which has all the contestants on it.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah. We meet the camera guy. I forgot his name.
Gus.
Gus.
He becomes
that frosted tip walking tribal tattoo.
Yeah, exactly. He's not important at all.
Nope. He is.
He makes one discovery and then immediately
he's
dies.
He's a perv and a victim. That's really about it.
Yep. A pivtum.
A piv, but per victim.
He's the camera guy.
Victorv. He's the camera guy. That's really all he is.
We get on the ship. Audra is vain.
Very.
That's her entire gold character digger. Arc.
Yeah.
She's also the second worst actor in this.
Ooh.
No, third.
How are you rating?
Pirate is the worst.
Ooh, yeah, he's bad.
Then Greedy. Then her.
I honestly thought Greedy's acting was good.
He improved a lot.
The writing that they gave him was terrible.
Yeah, we'll get to him.
I thought Scott was a worse actor than Greedy.
Really?
Yes,
personally, I bought
yes.
him entirely.
I bought his character so much.
Right.
But I thought his acting was bad. Mm. And it's hard to describe because like I think he acted poorly, but he acted within his character so perfectly. It's hard to like reconcile.
I would argue that makes it good acting.
Yeah, it's hard to reconcile.
Because he nailed the act.
Yeah. Yeah.
He nailed the character.
I still think Greedy's was pretty good though.
Okay, so
they get on the ship. They're
and
like,
we meet our six contestants.
Our six contestants. You got Greedy G,
who is
an up and coming rapper.
He's
stereotype.
Really badly written.
Very bad.
By the whitest man to ever write.
Mm-hmm.
The whitest writer ever to write since Hemingway.
Wow. Damn, son.
Because like, he is not written well. He is a stereotype, 100%.
Yeah. Oh no, he absolutely is.
Every time he opens his mouth, it's like, oh my fucking god.
Yeah, yeesh. The collar pull.
Like, whoa.
Yeah. Settle down there. Oof.
We also have Melissa.
Melissa is the
Black girl.
Who is sort of the I don't know how to describe it.
She's the one in a reality show that's like, I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to win.
I'm here to win. Whatever means necessary. And like the kind of girl who uses her sexuality as a weapon sort of thing.
Yeah,
I thought there was a term for it. I just don't know what it is. Not femme fatale.
She thinks she's a femme fatale.
That's a good way to put it. Also, it was obviously cold.
We see a lot
of bikini nip.
A lot of it.
It must have been chilly. So we've got Melissa. We've got Trish.
Triss,
but they pronounce it Trish.
Martin pronounces it Trish. Everyone else pronounces
it Trish.
So does Gus. So I think they were given a different copy of the script.
I think you're right, because the subtitles are slightly different in a lot of places.
But most of the time it's Triss.
Yes. It's weird.
I'm going to call her Triss.
Yes. She is the
ditzy white
stereotypical
girl.
Ditzy white girl.
oh my god. I'm here to have fun and maybe win, and I'm here.
I got a belly button tattoo. Why do you get it?
It's a piercing.
It's cute. You know what I mean? It's
belly button tattoo
just
would be weird.
They're needles that go in your skin. They're all the same thing, but it's blue, and blue is my favorite color.
You can tell because my bikini
also has blue.
Those are almost literally lines that she says.
You're welcome. I take bookings.
he's available for birthdays, bar mitzvahs, funerals, but not weddings.
No, I will not do a perfect Triss impression at weddings.
But funerals,
100%. Spot on. I am down for the funeral. Get up, come on, get down with the funeral. You motherfuckers, get up. So we got Triss.
That's you yelling at the like
motherfuckers,
coffin.
Get up!
at the corpse?
Yeah.
Get up! Come on, get down with the funeral.
Get down with the sickness.
He died from typhoid.
Get up!
Who dies from typhoid now?
You fucking pussy.
Slap, slap, slap. God, your skin is so hard from the formaldehyde.
He's already dead.
Oh, good. Then he won't care. Smack, smack.
And that was the funeral bit.
Thank you. Thank you. I take bookings.
So Triss,
I take
and then...
a funeral. So Triss, Melissa, Greedy G, Scott.
Scott.
And then
Scott was my favorite character.
Scott, I did really like him. He fun.
Is that guy in
you know
every
what,
single reality show.
You know what? Thinking back real quickly,
mm-hmm.
What was Normal Dude's name? because I remember
for the most of the movie, I thought his name was Martin.
What was normal girl's name?
Fuck me running.
Your
phone's right next to you.
Oh, you're right. oh fuck. Oh shit. Yeah,
he was probably worse.
Yeah.
Than Greedy.
Yeah.
He didn't start that bad.
No, he didn't. It just like
him and Greedy had
his direction was be cardboard.
They had like opposite like parabolas.
Mm-hmm. Serena was the every girl.
Yeah.
And Tony.
Yeah. Okay.
Was the everyman.
Scott was my favorite character.
Scott was. We first get so we see Scott and Tris dancing like white people.
Yeah.
To Greedy G's mixtape or whatever.
On the boat.
On the boat. They haven't talked for a while. There are other scenes that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we cut back, Scott's whole thing is he really wants to get naked.
Every single chance he has the opportunity to say,
I can't wait to
be naked. Yeah,
like
beach.
Be on the beach and lay there naked.
Why do you want to be naked?
He really wants to show off the monster. He refers to himself in the third person.
He's that guy in every single reality show that's like, Scott's here to do Scott's thing, and I'm gonna be Scott. And Scott,
watch out for the monster. It's not the bugs on the island. It's my penis, and things like that.
Yeah, basically, people are annoyed when I'm at my 100%, but that's me. That's Scott. I'm gonna be Scott.
I'm gonna be Scott.
And if you can't deal with Scott, you can leave.
That was almost Scott. In a nutshell.
I love him.
He takes bookings, funerals.
Mostly funerals.
Mostly funerals.
100% funerals, actually.
Because there's nothing that makes me cry more than
me acting at all.
Sorry, I couldn't keep a straight face for that.
Neither can I.
Hey!
Invite me to your next funeral.
I will be having my funeral in approximately
4 minutes. Then we have... what's her name?
Serena,
whose major character...
She is the amalgamation of all of your childhood crushes.
All of your childhood crushes.
All of yours, audience.
And mine.
Mine and yours. She looks sort of like the Player 2 version of Kimberly from the first Power Rangers series.
Yeah, that's pretty appropriate.
I was into it.
And amusingly, all three of the women contestants mm-hmm. have Powerpuff Girls colors.
You're right.
Serena is red.
Yep.
Melissa is green.
And Trish is blue.
Right. And Trish they all have very similar personalities.
Bubbles is bubbly. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Caustic. And then...
Blossom is sort of the leader, like intelligent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Intelligent type. And then Buttercup. She's the feisty fighter.
Feisty and caustic. Yeah.
Yeah. God damn.
Yeah.
When did Powerpuff Girls come out? Before this?
Before
this. It has
this.
To be before this.
Look it up.
I'm looking it up.
Look it up on your super phone.
On my super phone! BitConnect!
Don't do that.
BitConnect.
Don't connect.
Don't connect with BitConnect. 1998.
Yeah, exactly. So.
God damn.
There could be a connection there. I don't think it was intentional.
No, not at all.
It's just you have to be able to distinguish them. And if you can't distinguish them.
Red, green, and blue are great colors to distinguish people by. They're
duh.
Great.
And everyone knows that women are basically indistinguishable except for the clothes that they wear. Anyway.
Got him.
Normal dude is named Tony. He has no personality.
No, he is the cardboardiest cardboard.
He's the no-nonsense guy. He's the guy who's like,
he's the audience. No, he's not.
No.
No, there is no audience stand-in.
Especially since we don't follow him very often.
No.
Because the show...
His whole thing is like...
The show, unless the movie deems him as boring and then does not follow him at all.
The way we're introduced to him is he's sitting on the bow of the ship just like looking just at the ocean. Out. And then Serena walks over to him and is like,
hey, and they strike up a conversation. Yeah. And they kind of hit it off.
They definitely have
the most chemistry out of any two characters.
Oh, definitely. But that's because you can light cardboard on fire with anything.
You can. And especially should.
And especially with Serena.
he was getting creepy, you guys. The whole movie, just staring.
Serena. I was not staring much.
Did you blink at all during the movie?
Ow, I just blunk.
blunk?
Blunk. You know.
Kerblunk, my favorite.
Your favorite tabletop game based on marbles and sticks.
Based on?
My favorite Street Fighter character is Blunka.
My favorite country star is Blunk Shelton.
Zelda 2, The Adventures of Blunk. Anyway,
those are our six contestants.
Our six contestants.
They end up on the... we're on the island now.
Well, we get to the island.
And the rules are...
Yes.
It's Survivor.
It's Survivor.
And you can't go to the other side of the island.
They've marked pathways and trees with X's beyond which you cannot go, otherwise you're disqualified. Then at some point, there will be clues to find the $100,000 treasure. That's what they're competing for.
Right. There's $100,000 of treasure.
$100,000.
Hidden somewhere on the island, which I just realized that dude just fucking abandoned.
Yeah. He probably thought Pirate's treasure was worth more, so he's like, fuck it.
Yeah, but like...
But still, he was... I bet it was just a treasure chest with a thing in it that says you won.
Yeah.
And then you get it after.
That was probably it. Like, probably why would you put $100,000... Like, that's just asking for someone to club someone
that's
else in the head
thou,
with a...
dude, yeah.
With a rock.
So, and then, like, Triss is like, we have to, yeah, I hang on the island. There's a little bag full of, like,
supplies,
cooking equipment
and like,
supplies.
They specify you have to share these and no one can claim ownership of any one piece.
I thought, I was like, okay, that's kind of nice.
That's a nice little thought. Mm-hmm. And... it really does set it up like a reality show.
At this point, we get into the 8 hours of in-camera shots of character interviews.
Yeah, it's just nonstop.
It is non-fucking... At this, like, it's right like, as this scene...
It feels like 15 minutes.
It's a good chunk of time. It was definitely padding out to the 88 minutes.
Because, like, I would almost think that the majority of the runtime... It felt like the majority of the runtime is those characters.
Those in-camera shots? Yeah, probably. It's, yeah, I think so, because I think we sort of go back to the standard film camera around the time that people start dying, is what it feels like.
Right around there.
Yeah.
Like, we get a little bit.
The rest of it's sort of shot kind of like, oh, you're in the camera of a reality show, you're the camera guy.
Yeah. Or you're one of the hidden cameras, quote-unquote hidden cameras.
They're
Sony camcorders. They're
Sony
Panasonic... handheld DV cameras. They're just like sitting out.
They're just stapled to a palm tree, essentially. Yeah,
not receiving any power.
It's fucking hilarious.
So those are going to run out of battery real quick.
So good.
They're going to run out of tape.
But
it's
awful.
It's not a good way to set up the system.
Yeah, they start going about setting stuff up. There's some conflicts between the members.
Yeah. There's one bit where Tony, like...
Is it Tony and Greedy?
Yeah, they have a little like rivalry going on, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. Like Greedy like asks Tony to throw their like axe.
Oh, and he like chucks it into the tree.
Chucks it into the tree, and then the cameraman's like, "Oh, could you do that again so I can get a better shot of it?"
And he's like, "I'm not your fucking actor.
I'm not an actor. You don't get reshoots." And he's like, "Dude, it's a reality show. The last one we did out here was completely scripted."
Yeah, exactly.
Greedy's like,
there were a lot of jabs at reality TV.
Yeah, a lot of them, which
I appreciate.
I felt good about.
Yeah, I liked it.
But you know,
a little late for that. There's not much of that left.
Well, I mean, it's 2005 when this was made.
That's true. This was like peak.
This was
reality
in
TV.
The heat. Like this would have been like honestly a jab at Survivor directly.
Hardcore. So, yeah, they're doing their shit.
But, yeah, so we have a lot of in-character interviews. Mm-hmm. And this is almost exclusively where we find out anything about any of the characters. And
yep, mainly Scott.
Mainly Scott.
Scott's was by far the best.
Because Scott was just like, yo, I'm Scott, man.
He's laying on a palm tree,
right,
that's, like, extending horizontally.
And you're just like, Scott does what Scott does,
like,
man.
Like, presenting the package sort of thing.
Except, like, because he's in board shorts, you can't see shit.
Right. He also
flat.
Wears thongs. That's brought up.
Yeah, that's brought up a couple times. He's never seen wearing a thong. He is seen wearing a Speedo.
A Speedo, which they call a thong.
Which,
but it's not.
Not that.
No. Greedy G does some...
racism.
Some sort of collar pull stuff.
We should point out that the actor was clearly doing... the best with what he had.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to be like an Ari Spears,
yes,
on Mad TV or like Dave Chappelle sort of deal.
Like you said, trying to channel that energy.
Trying to channel that energy and try to do the best that he can with what he was given. Mm-hmm. But what he was given was not good at all.
Nope. It was not good.
So, like, I appreciate the amount of effort that he put in. And I don't think anybody phoned it in except for Tony.
Yeah, seriously.
Tony
except the very end. But,
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. Yeah. I feel bad for the actor, honestly.
Yeah.
Because, like, I thought he did fine.
He did fine.
He did fine.
And his character does really, like, open up later.
Yes. It's actually, thinking about it, it's interesting. Once sort of the third wall, quote-unquote, of mm-hmm. the reality show is broken.
Third wall?
Seventh wall?
Fourth wall?
48th wall?
88th
How wall? Many walls?
Well, they're on an island. There's no walls.
Walls all the way down.
There's zeroth walls.
whenever the facade, that's what I was looking for, of the reality show is broken.
Right.
We'll skip ahead. So, blah, blah, blah.
Well,
stupid
basically,
shit.
The movie skips ahead now because, yeah. like, after the character interviews, during which nothing of importance happens.
Yeah, and then
it's
there's
nighttime.
Yeah, and like there are bits of like, oh, they're doing
minor
reality
conflict,
shows,
so minor conflict,
blah blah blah, nothing important. At some point, Greedy and Scott are like, we're gonna go hunting for food.
Yeah,
and so they start going out. They start exploring.
Oh no, this was a period of time where they're all hunting for food.
You're right. You're right. And so they start going off on their own, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, we're really hungry, and they get to one of the X's, and they're like, and Scott's like, hey, dude, we can't, like, this is the off-limits zone, we'll get disqualified if we keep going. And
I don't see any cameras.
Yeah, Greedy G looks around, he's like, I don't see any cameras.
And there's probably good food over here.
I'm hungry as a motherfucker. Yeah, and they're like, and so he's like, all right. So they go past, they yeah. start exploring a bit, and they find where, they don't know this, but they find where Red Blood was buried.
Yeah.
And he's looking in the, like, tomb thing, which apparently was open. And he finds a treasure map.
And he cuts his
hand. And he grabs
hand,
it, but there's a knife in it. He's like, ah!
Cuts his hand
ah!
on the knife.
And he's bleeding.
Bleeding,
like, a lot.
Like, a lot.
And then the blood gets on the corpse. This all happens within the span of, like, 10 seconds.
And we don't see half of it.
No.
By the way, we have to infer that the blood is getting on the corpse.
Yes. And then he gets eaten by the awakened corpse of Red Blood.
Yeah,
pirate.
He just bites him on the neck. And we're yeah. like, oh, he's a vampire.
Oh, fuck. And then Grigi's like, oh, fuck. And he starts running,
he
trips,
bolts.
And bumps his head.
Right.
And is knocked out for a bit.
Drops his axe, too.
He drops his axe. You're right.
Because he had the axe at this
stretch. Mm-hmm. And so Red Blood gets up and starts hunting.
Grabs the axe and starts a going.
Starts a going. Who's his next victim after that?
So we had like a running list of who would die in which order.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't think Andra ever factored into that.
No, I never thought Andra would factor into the movie
ever again.
Ever. But no, she was one of the victims. Was she number two?
She was number.
Because it was Scott.
Yeah, Scott, Andra.
Andra, I think, was after that. Yeah.
Yeah. Then Melissa.
Melissa, yes.
Gus.
Gus. Was Gus... No, Gus was after Melissa. Gus was before Melissa?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Gus was Melissa. In the day, Melissa was at night.
Right.
After that...
And then...
Greedy.
No, Triss.
Triss, you're right. And then Greedy.
Then Martin.
Then Martin. Then...
Tony.
Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now
that we've spoiled the list of deaths.
You don't care.
But we...
You're not going to watch
we,
this movie.
We did okay, but we didn't factor Audra in.
We didn't factor Audra.
We got down the last two correctly.
We did.
Cardboard Man and Cardboard Girl.
And Scott and Greedy were even odds to be the first one killed.
Yes. So,
Greedy lasted a lot longer than we thought
yes,
he would.
So, the pirate goes onto the yacht.
Kills
Audra by fucking jamming his thumbs into her eyes.
Which is...
What a way to go.
What a way to go. Makeup, not good.
She was also, I think, drunk on wine coolers. That was the implication by that shot of the empty wine cooler bottles.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
I was dealing
with
something. It was
very... The camera barely moved, but it was like, hey, look, wine cooler bottles that are empty, and then back to her.
Okay.
Because she was in lingerie.
I would have
had
just,
a good body.
I would have just bought that she was sleeping.
That too, but I think that's why she wasn't like immediately like when woke up when he started dragging his knife around her body. She was like, "Ooh, drag your cold metallic."
Don't say it.
wiener down me body, matey.
Cold metallic wiener.
Cold metallic wiener. And so she dies. He goes back to the island.
Because he the primary thing for him is that he discovered that there is a boat.
Yes. So at this point, Greedy gets back to the main camp.
Right.
And is like, oh, fuck, Scott's dead.
Scott's dead. A pirate killed him.
And Martin's like, what the fuck
There's
are you no talking
pirates.
About? Yeah, then, you went to the off-limits area of the thing. You're disqualified. And then he shows him the pirate map.
And Greedy shows him the pirate map, and he's like, what did...
Yeah.
I'm going... This is clearly a clue.
This is one of the clues we buried, yeah.
And now we have to rebury it.
Yeah,
so
you're disqualified.
Super disqualified.
Yeah.
Greedy then tries to quit and, like, go on the yacht and leave.
Dude,
and then the... Martin is like, you can't leave.
I'll sue you for $5
million. It's in your contract. You'll be sued for $5 million if you leave. And we're like, but he's disqualified.
Yeah.
On Survivor, if you get disqualified, you're sent off the island.
You're done. Go home.
The punishment is that you do not get to have $100,000 or $1 million or whatever.
Right.
Also, I would not compete for $100,000.
No.
At this.
No.
I mean, granted, they're not going to let you die out there. Pirates notwithstanding.
Barring zombie cannibal pirates.
So, like, you're not in any real danger.
Probably.
Malaria, maybe. Hey.
VD?
I just met you.
This is crazy.
And you're a mosquito. Malaria, maybe. And all the other bugs try to eat me.
So, here's my disease.
Malaria.
Yellow fever, baby.
And that,
before you came into my life, I needed blood now. I needed blood now.
Oh, God.
Now give me blood
help,
now.
Help.
I'm a mosquito.
Help.
Mosquito.
You know only lady mosquitoes bite?
Yeah. Dude mosquitoes are useless.
Or, sorry, only lady mosquitoes drink blood.
Dude mosquitoes still bite?
They can.
What assholes?
They don't, like, transmit anything because they're not, like, eating.
Mm.
They're just, like, biting.
Have you seen the electron
microscope
view of a mosquito proboscis finding a blood vessel?
No, is it terrifying?
It's fucking terrifying.
I don't want to see that.
Don't. I'm not even going to describe it because it's so...
Well, I think I can picture it in my head. Is it
what
worse?
Do you think? Describe it to me and I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
No.
Okay.
I don't want to describe
you're
it.
You're wrong.
The...
I don't know.
Is it worse than what I probably think it is?
Probably.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild. I'll just use the word finding. Because it's not just...
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
There's a thing that comes out.
No.
Back to zombie cannibal pirates.
God, I never thought I'd be glad to hear that.
So...
Honestly, zombie cannibal pirates, like... Really should have been a better movie.
It should have been. There were a couple pacing issues, but not as bad as other movies we've seen.
No, definitely, like, better pacing than, por ejemplo...
Cool Dog?
Cool Dog.
Cool Dog had decent pacing.
No, Cool Dog, like, was fast.
Yeah, it was just breakneck.
And even had time to throw in a weird Paul Giamatti thing. Not Paul Giamatti.
I'm looking at my shelf now.
Pat the NES Punk. I don't know. Max Magician had really bad pacing.
Oh, yeah. Max Magician had really bad pacing.
I liked this movie less than Max Magician.
Ditto. I want to rewatch Max Magician.
Just for fun.
Yeah. Just as, like, a revisited.
I think we should show that off to, like, our friends.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a bad movie night movie.
Yeah, definitely. It's got enough fun. But anyway... basically, the rest of the movie is a series of deaths.
Yes.
Melissa seduces Martin.
Yeah, that's a controversy. She's like, oh, I'm going to get my way. So she's like...
Gus catches it on camera and then immediately runs away and gets murdered.
Mm-hmm. And doesn't catch the beach.
He does not catch the beach on camera.
Dude, come on now. He tries to catch Tony and Serena.
Boning in the water.
Which is a bad idea.
Don't
bone in salt water. Don't bone in water. That's dangerous.
It's not good. It
gets up all in there.
And like it washes out like natural lubricants.
It doesn't work. Water is not a lubricant. It's an abrasive.
It is.
What do you think a water jet fucking cutter, water cutter is?
Sex health tips from 69 Cent Special.
69.
Oh, fuck. We put the sex number in there.
We did? Ah, fuck me. I thought it was an innocent reference to the Goodwill.
Ah, beans.
Ah, dang it.
I've been putting this on...
Demonetize.
I've been putting this on my business cards.
I've been sending it to my mom in thank you notes.
Ah, dang.
Oh, gall darn it.
This is in my email signature.
Fuck me.
Right under sent from my iPhone that I don't have.
Sent from my non-existent iPhone. So yeah, people get murdered. Eventually, yeah. Serena gets away. The end.
So yeah, that's basically it.
Well, Serena gets away with his treasure because they eventually end up on Fort Tortuga.
Yeah.
Where Martin gets skinned.
Yeah, Martin gets skinned.
Oh, that's a fucking thing that just happens and is dropped.
Oh yeah,
Martin gets skinned.
It, like,
his face gets skinned.
Quote unquote skinned alive.
Yeah. And at this point, we presume Tony is dead because he kicked him off the little boat with his hands tied. He was not dead.
Okay, we've skipped a lot now.
Yeah.
If we're going to talk about the plot, we have to catch
them. Okay, fine. So at the point, we're down to Serena and Tony.
We're down to Serena and Tony.
Blood fuck.
And greedy temporarily.
Because
The pirate catches up to them after Martin has skedaddled on the yacht.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
With
taking the treasure map and skedaddled on the yacht.
The pirate grabs Greedy.
Mm-hmm.
And is like, do you take me to that guy? And they're like,
you have the map. You look like one of the natives, which are like, ooh, boy.
And they're like, no, the guy who's on the yacht
has the map. It. Yeah.
He's like, I don't know what a yacht is. Was that the boat? Yeah, it's the boat.
Boat without the sails.
Yeah. Okay, great. You got to take me to that. And they're like, we do have a boat. It's an inflatable boat. And he's like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah. I'm a pirate.
From the 1800s.
Sailed the seven seas. There's more than seven seas?
What's a sea?
What? There's only one in the alphabet. But, so they're like, yeah, we'll take you there. And then he just kills Greedy because he's like,
I don't need three of you.
Yeah. So they start setting sail.
Yeah, they're on the inflatable boat, and then right before they get to Fort Tortuga,
mm-hmm.
the pirate's like, which one of you knows how to drive this boat without sails?
Mm-hmm. They're both like, well, we both can.
He's like, great. I only need one of you then.
And I like ladies.
And he kicks Tony off the boat.
Yeah.
And his hands are tied for some reason. Serena's are not.
Yeah, because she's driving the boat.
And we presume that he is sunk. Because you can't swim without hands.
Sarcasm.
Yeah, okay. Someone hasn't played Super Mario 64.
Someone hasn't been a dolphin before.
Who hasn't been a dolphin?
Whenever you play Echo the Dolphin on Game Gear, you turn into a dolphin.
Game Gear specifically?
Yeah.
Not the Genesis version?
No. No, they only put the power into the Game Gear.
That's weird.
Yeah. Sega does what Nintendo didn't want to try.
Sega does what Nintendo Dolphin. Sega Dolphins what Nintendo don't. There we go.
Ah, there you go.
There you go.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
My octopuses.
Shh.
My octopodes.
Don't talk about your octopodes.
Octopi.
Talk about your octopi.
Oh, by the way, Melissa died while taking a dump.
Melissa did die while taking a dump.
Dump death.
She was definitely ambushed and murdered while taking a dump in the water.
God, what a way to go.
What a way to go.
At least you're relieved. You don't get that embarrassing, like, we found her body, and then it suddenly shits everywhere.
Yeah, unfortunately, like... See, here's the thing. If you were mid-poop, like, it was getting ready to come out, and then you get murdered, and then it comes out afterwards, you didn't even get the satisfaction of having pooped.
Right? You don't get that full body relief of just releasing the turd.
Ah, and then stabbed. Murderers, if you, if I'm
Murder Logistics by 69 Cent Special.
Murderers, if I'm ever getting, if I'm ever pooping.
Murderers, did you call our fans murderers?
No, I'm I'm addressing the murderers in our audience.
Okay, got it.
Some shoppers are murderers.
I mean,
statistically,
we're inclusive here.
If you're gonna murder me, shoppers, wait until after I have pooped.
Yeah.
If I'm currently pooping,
if you come brandishing a gun, I'll be like, wait. I got to take the Browns to the Super Bowl, then feel free.
I'm leaving my phone out here so you don't think I'm calling the police while I'm pooping.
Yeah. We got to trust each other on this. This is a mutual trust thing.
You realize I'm going to shoot you, right? Yeah.
Whatever. That's fine.
Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah. I need to take a dump.
Like, I need to go to the poop zone.
Like, knock, knock, knocking on butthole's door over here.
You realize you're going to relieve yourself after you die anyway.
Yeah, but then I don't get the satisfaction of it, man. Give me this one last thing. Come on.
So anyway, she dies while pooping.
Yeah, back to where we were.
Yeah, so...
They end up on...
Fort Tortuga.
Martin's already there digging up the treasure.
He's already dug up the treasure by the time they get there.
He's bringing the treasure into the fort. I don't know why. And he's stopped by Red Blood and is like, give me my treasure. And so he drops his treasure. He's like, yeah, I'll give you my treasure. That's fine. And then he's like, well,
I'm going to skin you.
Yeah, for fun. And then he starts skinning him. Yeah. At this point, he puts Serena in like a hole.
I think it's supposed to be like a furnace.
Yeah, it's like an empty furnace. And so she starts climbing out. He's distracted skinning Martin. Yeah. She runs. He finishes skinning Martin.
Catches up with her. Makes her load the fucking...
treasure onto the yacht.
Yeah.
And then lo and behold, Tony shows up.
He's stolen the key.
Oh my god. There's no key to the yacht, and he has the key. And so there is a fight. very, very brief fight scene. Tony gets stabbed, and then Serena beats
the shit.
Red Blood's skull with a bar of gold while yelling, "Take your gold," over and over.
And we they actually did a really good job on the sound design here, because at first it's a very wet sounding like clonk, and then it gets drier and drier as she keeps hitting him.
Ugh.
And it's like, oh my god, she's just hitting skull.
And it's like she's getting sprayed with blood.
It was actually really cool.
I was like, god, that was a good
moment.
Damn,
that's probably the best moment besides Scott.
But then she runs over to Tony. He's been stabbed in his boob.
Right in his
blood sack.
In the blood sack.
And he's like, no, is he dead? Is he dead?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, Tony, don't die. And he's like, I'm not going to make it. Take the keys. Like,
and then she dies and leaves.
Yeah, and he dies. She's sad and leaves. No. Right after that, she starts walking on the beach back to the yacht. And skinned Martin shows up for 2 seconds, falls over, and she just continues.
Like, we thought, like, oh, zombie has attacked.
Yeah, no, it was Martin. Because the skin on his face was gone. I mean, he looked like a zombie because he was all tattered. It was like, was that supposed to go somewhere?
It didn't.
Fucking why?
Although, I guess technically that means that Martin was the last to die, rather than the second to last.
You're right. God damn it. Martin ruining our bracket. Fucking asshole.
NC double, shit.
And then
double hockey sticks.
She takes the yacht, and there's a very brief bit of narration at the very end, like, until the blood curse is lifted, he is presumed among the living, and like, and she had fallen asleep on the yacht because it was on autopilot. That was established early in the movie.
Yeah.
And she wakes up like, and then the shot back to Red Blood is like, blah, 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 I'm alive. And then the movie ends too.
Credits.
Terrible, terrible rap.
What'd you think of this movie?
I am disappointed. I didn't dislike it.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
I'm just disappointed. I didn't dislike it. I thought it was fun. A fun romp.
Yeah.
But I was expecting so much more camp.
The thing about it is the
it's surprisingly restrained.
The pirate didn't really lean that far into pirate. Like,
he was also a shitty actor.
He was a shitty actor. Like, he's like, I think on both of our worst actor lists, he's like the top.
He's up there.
Like, he's
me underwears guy.
I'm not talking like forever.
You mean in the movie?
In the movie,
yeah.
Me underwears guy is on like he's on a pedestal. He's like, right here.
Shoppers, if you don't know who the Me Underwears guy is,
watch The Room.
Enjoy your, give yourself a treat and watch The Room by Tommy Wiseau.
Have you not seen The Room yet?
It is the Citizen Kane of bad movies.
In
that a lot of people call it a really good movie.
But it's not.
But it's just the most popular movie to quote as being the best.
Me Underwears.
Got my Me Underwears. You know, chocolate? It's a symbol of love. He's great. He's great.
We need to watch that again.
Oh, I know. It's phenomenal. It is the definite, to me, it is the bar for entertainingly bad movies.
Yeah.
It is so good.
Like, Fateful Findings is really good.
Fateful Findings is also up there.
But, like, if someone isn't amused by The Room, they're not going to be amused by bad movies.
Exactly.
Because it's got everything.
It is sort of.
Compare that to Crossbones, which has fucking nothing.
Nothing. It's got a few redeeming bits, like Scott.
Greedy gets good.
Mm-hmm. Greedy got good.
But, like, the pirate isn't fun.
No.
He barely even sounds yarr.
Yeah, he's trying way too hard to have a British accent, or not a pirate accent, and not succeeding.
Yeah, like, it's not good.
It's not good. But, I mean, it was okay. This is not a movie I disliked. It's not a movie I liked.
I was actively angry for most of the
time. Oh, yeah, I could tell. You don't get as violently actively angry as
Well, because
you weren't yelling "fuck you" at the screen.
Yeah, because most of the time, like, even if a movie makes me yell "fuck you" at the screen, it's at least like giving me
it's at least pulling an emotion out of you.
But this wasn't trying to really pull an emotion. It was just
you were a stoic statue.
It's not.
You felt nothing.
But like, except for that like quiet simmering anger. Yeah. That's like, I could be doing like other things with my life.
Yeah.
I could be curing cancer right now.
It's the anger that the movie's wasting your time.
Exactly.
I get that.
Like, even fucking like something like Why Do Bad Things Happen, which I also got actually angry at.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I got more like.
You got more
incensed.
Like, fundamentally angry.
Right.
At
I'm
yeah.
mad at your concept.
Mm-hmm. I'm mad at what you're telling me, not mad at what you're not doing.
This wasted my time.
Yeah. Yeah, I get you.
And I can't even fucking like Max Magician, like
that's got some stuff.
Right. We were mad at its content.
I was mad at how insulted I felt by that movie.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But at least it
recognized me as someone watching a movie.
Right. It was trying to show you things that were interesting.
Yeah.
This wasted our time by fucking showing us a bunch of fucking interviews.
Yeah.
Which is,
At least it gave us Serena.
Which is good for verisimilitude, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But, like, I'm not in it
That's
for
my
that.
My favorite flavor of Jelly Belly.
Dude, if I ate a Jelly Belly and, like, tasted truth.
Wow. Tastes like I can believe what you're telling me.
That's a weird thing.
Tastes like it feels real.
That's a weird thing to taste from a jelly bean.
Yeah. Oh, it's the vomit one. Because
that's what jelly beans have turned into. Torture. It's either vomit or verisimilitude.
That's a great fusion jazz band.
Vomit or verisimilitude? Here's vomit or verisimilitude with their latest hit.
With their latest hit, Cruising the World.
Cruising USA.
So, shoppers.
Would you recommend this to a friend?
Ooh, no.
No. Right. How drunk would you need that friend to be?
I would have to assess which poisons affect that friend in which ways.
Mm-hmm.
Find which one makes them the giggliest. So, edibles.
And then not show them this movie.
No, and then show them Fateful Findings.
Would you show this to an enemy?
I'm worried that this would put a blood curse on them.
Or would teach them how to exploit a blood curse.
Exactly.
Because
I can't be having that in my life.
Especially if it's like a poorly worded blood curse that allows them to continue.
Where there's
on.
A loophole.
Yeah.
You gotta have your blood curse lawyers on call, dude.
Lawyers.
On retainer. Like, get your lawyers to check your blood curses. You don't want any loopholes happening.
Yeah, you need that to be ironclad.
An ironclad blood curse.
Like,
get all the hemoglobin in there.
They ate
lots of iron.
A lot of cereal.
They snorted Cheerios by the box.
I'm not 100% sure that's going to get a lot of iron into your system.
The iron in Cheerios is actually powdered iron.
I understand that. Snorting it?
Gets into your nose, bro.
Yeah, but that's gonna go into your sinus cavity.
Well, do you think nose rust is a thing?
Nose rust is also a pretty good band. No, that's a single.
Yeah. Now, for Vomit or Verisimilitude with their newest single, Nose Rust.
I would give this movie a solid 7.5 out of 10.
I give it a solid C.
Yeah, it's not.
This is the you passed.
Yeah, it's not like it's a bad movie.
Oh yeah, no, it definitely belongs in a list of bad movies.
But it's not. It's not creepy.
There's not enough. There's little sparks of like that creative badness that happens when someone's genuinely trying to make a movie and fails.
Right. But mostly they didn't feel like they were trying very hard.
Exactly. And like there has to be in all the bad movies I've seen that are genuinely amazing.
Yeah.
Genuinely entertaining. There is a heart. There is the sense that the people went into this movie saying, we are going to make this, and we're going to make it the best we possibly can.
And they just don't have it.
They just don't got none of it.
they just set out to try, and they fail.
Yeah, suburban Sasquatch.
I will argue forever that is not true.
Fucking...
But then again, I don't remember a goddamn thing about that movie.
You were off your rocker, yeah.
I was gone.
No, I would agree with you, but having seen some of the behind the scenes stuff,
sure,
that dude was all into it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, this was a genuine like the room.
The room, obviously. The parts of Carnivore where it was actually with the monster.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That
genuinely felt like we're gonna make the scariest goddamn monster movie out there,
and they didn't.
No, it was bad.
But they goddamn tried.
They goddamn tried.
Fucking yeah, and absolutely none of the Jesus things that we've watched.
No, nope. Flying Ryan's a great one because that feels no. Hey, we got a sponsorship from Skechers.
Flying Ryan felt like it was fun despite itself.
That's a good way to put it. Actually,
I would say Max Magician. Felt like they were trying to make something.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of things got in the way.
Yeah. Like the plot.
Well, like
and the script.
Probably something got rewritten at some point because they couldn't fit it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's definitely what happened with Carnivore.
Well, I mean,
reshoots and
yeah, Carnivore they had to reshoot like a year or two afterward.
Yeah, they couldn't even get the same actress. They just had to use the back of someone's head.
I'm trying to think of other movies we did that like have that sort of quality,
like genuineness.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, Future Sport and Free Jack.
Yep.
But those have like names.
Yeah, and while those are more like Hollywood B movies,
yeah,
or like your non-blockbuster but still big name,
yeah,
big
yeah,
studio movies.
I mean, fuck. One of them has fucking
still,
Mick Jagger in it.
Yeah, and I think the other one has Dean Cain.
Wait. Dean Cain has been in movies?
He's not just Superman from Smallville? That was not Dean Cain.
That was not. That would be Lois and Clark.
That's the one. They all blend together.
That one has the punniest name, though. It's like Lois and Clark.
Oh, well, yeah.
But it's Lois
but they
and
don't
Clark?
Get, like, diphtheria.
Yeah, they do in season 5.
The Diphtheria Chronicles.
The Diphtheria arc, yeah.
You can only clear fucking shit, my mouth doesn't work. You
leave
can
that
only
in.
Cure diphtheria. We're leaving that in. You can only cure diphtheria with kryptonite. No. I will keep diphtheria my whole life.
Yeah.
Zod.
And you know obviously it stars Superman's pal
Crypto the Wonder Dog.
Sacagawea Olsen.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, no. those definitely have that sort of earnestness to them.
Yes.
An
honesty.
Yeah. Like, we're trying, you guys.
And that's one thing, like...
This one feels like the fucking producers made it.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a tax dodge.
Yeah, a tax dodge and a poor jab at reality TV show.
I think probably the person who wrote it had, like... He had that target in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm gonna fucking nail these.
Get them, dude.
I'm gonna nail them. And then... And then everybody read how much money they had for the budget, and they're like, we're gonna have to scale some shit back.
Not really nails, more like a safety pin. But
a safety pin.
Oh, that works perfectly. Next game. I was gonna say something. Oh, that was one thing that the idea of it was a phrase that I saw that someone was talking about, that similar idea
mm-hmm.
with bad movies, the genuineness, like that emotional honesty.
Yeah.
Genuineness that bad movies seem to provide that a lot of modern movies don't. Least big ones.
Because modern movies are... So modern, like, big time movies
mm-hmm.
are expected to hold up their entire movie studio.
Mm-hmm.
So it really can't be, it can't take risks,
right?
Really?
Because
mm-hmm. if it fails, everybody loses their job,
mm-hmm.
pretty yeah. much.
It seems like an all or nothing sort of approach.
Pretty much every single movie. That's why we see so many superhero movies, because they sell like hotcakes.
Mm-hmm.
Not just in America, but in China, Europe, pretty much everywhere.
Mars.
And you know what they say about Mars? Needs moms.
Got big dicks. Oh, that one.
Got
big dicks. Needs moms.
Needs moms. Don't see Mars Needs Moms, everybody.
I forgot it was a movie that
it's bad. And not fun bad.
Mm.
It's Robert Zemeckis bad. I like Robert Zemeckis. I like Back to the Future. But he got into a real big motion capture kick.
Is he the one that did Polar Express?
Yes, Polar Ooh. Express and Mars Needs Moms are part of the same.
So he
kick.
Fell right into Uncanny Valley.
Well, the problem
face
is
first.
The technology fell into the Uncanny Valley.
He must have loved it.
He loved the shit.
Fucking loved it. Tom Hanks. There's blood on his knife. Tom Hanks on a train. There's blood on his knife.
We keep teasing that we're gonna just do Mazes and Monsters.
I mean, you got to extend the tease sometimes.
You do got to extend the tease sometimes. But I think that's it for today.
Yeah, I got nothing else.
The moral for today is, if you're going to fail, try.
Yeah. Trying and failing miserably is so much more awesome than not trying and failing.
Right.
Because at least you could say you tried. And maybe a lot of people can see that you tried. Because when you don't.
You don't.
It didn't look like you tried. Fool me once.
Shame on me.
To sum it up.
Uh-huh.
Try. Be like the first three letters of the first Yellow Rangers name.
T-R-I?
Tree.
You're the fucking worst.